You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, the doctor is in. How are you all doing? The doctor kind of needs a doctor. I've been really fighting this bug. No, not disseminated gonorrhea. It's like some upper respiratory pseudo pneumonia bronchitis type of thing. I don't mind being on air. I've heard many people have a cold while being on air, and I think it makes their voice sexy. You know, anything I could do to up the ratings. But I got to tell you, when you guys talk about that burning in the chest or that burning in the throat, you a lion. That's sucks. And of course, I wanted to be at an event this weekend where I could sing, and you can't sing when you're sick. I mean, first of all, I can't even sing when all the stars are aligned, let alone sick. And so I kind of lost my voice this weekend, and I couldn't, you know, do what I wanted to do. But boy, do you really take things for granted. So when you are kind of sick and you aren't feeling good, it always helps to kind of just cuddle up with some blankets, take some chicken soup, listen to some real good sassy and stimulating talk radio. If you guys think of a show, let me know. And try to get better. Now, we talked about chicken soup. Chicken, oh, hold on. Sorry about that. I got to blow my nose. I'm sorry. Oh, sorry. No, it doesn't sound too good. Sorry. All right, now, chicken soup is extremely healthy, and we've talked about why. The reason why we like chicken soup is not because I had a Jewish grandmother. It's because chicken soup has a lot of goodies in it that make you feel better. Okay, number one is it's warm. Okay, now even though we try to tell you to not overdo it with hot drinks because of reflux when you have sore throats, the warmth increases circulation. It makes you feel good, so you're a happy little girl. Okay, good. Number two, though, is the salt. You need salt. Okay, even though you need fluids and you got to get your fluids in, just adding salt to something makes it taste so good. And I know you're like, wait, Dr. Dahlia, wait, you're telling us to eat salt. You yelled at us about high blood pressure and salt. Yeah, but I'm sick. I don't give a damn. I want salt in my soup, okay? Makes you feel better. And I think sometimes the salt can be also bacteriostatic, where it can also, keep those bacteria at bay. So I'm a huge fan of that. Then, of course, you got the chicken. And with your chicken and your chicken, chicken, are you guys writing the recipe down? Yeah, when you make chicken soup, there's chicken. Yeah, okay, so you got some chicken in there. The chicken has the proteins. Not all the proteins denature when you make the soup, so you're getting some real good, as long as you got those real good meaty chunks. I prefer dark meat over white meat with chicken. I just think it's tastier, you know, probably because there's more fat in it, so I'm a real big dark meat fan. I love dark meat. Okay, so get some real good juicy chunks. My husband usually makes me my chicken soup, and I'm like, take that thigh, take that leg. You know, neighbor's like, what are you guys doing in there? It's like, oh, we're making chicken soup. Okay, then, of course, you got the onions. You all know that onions give me gas, but the thing is onions are still very healthy, so I don't care about the gas. I'm sick. I mean, it's not like I'm going to be on air when I'm sick letting out any gas. But the carrots and the celery and all the other nutrients in there, those, I mean, it's pretty healthy. And then finally, it's the cartilage. When you make chicken soup, and I know a lot of you aren't Jewish out there, but when a Jew makes chicken soup, no, there's no punchline. When a Jew, there's a rabbi, a gynecologist, and an elephant in a bathtub. I got to tell you guys that joke one day. Okay. But anyway, when a Jew makes chicken soup, first what they do is they're supposed to salt the chicken to help bleed it out. Salting the chicken helps with some sort of osmosis, allows, you know, because you really don't want to be eating the blood from animals. That's just something that we've done. So anyway, so my mom would salt it, and then she'd throw the whole damn chicken into the soup. And I'm like, but Mom, you got to eat the chicken pieces. How do you do that? Well, the reason why is the cartilage. For some reason, the cartilage, when it cooks, gives you some anti-inflammatories, which is why a really good, juicy, meaty, cartilagey chicken soup could be very, very therapeutic for you having a cold. No, I haven't had any chicken soup. I've had a couple sweet tarts and a little bit of a diet soda. I just couldn't eat, you know, swallowing mucus for a whole weekend doesn't really make you want to eat. But sorry, that's neither here nor there. So true chicken soup, if you throw those big, meaty cartilage joints, let's say you have the femoral patella. I don't know if there's a patella in a chicken. You probably have, no, let's look at the anatomy here. Okay, you got the ischium, you got the ischial tuberosity, you got the hip socket. Probably get those big, meaty hip sockets. Now, the breast. No. Breast, I don't think the breast cartilage is jack diddly squat, all right? You know, so I wouldn't use that. But I know where you guys' minds are at. I got that there. I would just kind of maybe do the hip joint. Does that make sense? Okay, and that's chicken soup. And that's why chicken soup has been found to be so healthy. It is. And then placebo. You can never go wrong with placebo. In fact, I should have been doing that with my kids. I should have told them, you know, them eating a banana or an asparagus or a green bean will keep them healthy. You know, I should also say that. But the placebo is when you think something's going to make you better and it makes you better even though there's no scientific reasoning for it to make you better. Yeah, placebo. So honestly, if I was a chicken soup company, I would probably not even label it chicken soup. I would probably just label it placebo and I bet you'd sell a lot more. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. One of you who heard I was a little sick a couple days ago said, what kind of a doctor lets herself get sick? Oh, I know, I'm such a bad doctor. Of course I get sick. I'm dealing with sick people all day. People are coughing on me. People are sneezing on me. People, when they talk, spit comes out of their mouth, lands on your mouth if you're talking. There was a lot of oral-to-oral droplet transmission over the last couple weeks. Yeah, a lot of droplet transmission. No fecal oral, just droplet transmission. So droplet transmission is how you get colds, and that's how I got sick. If you guys think it makes me any less a doctor, go and listen to another radio talk show. For now, I'm human. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, this is an interesting email. It's going to bring us to a subject I want to ask you all about. When is it time for your parent or uncle, grandma, etc., to move out of the home, not take care of themselves? Michelle writes, doctor, any ideas on how to get your parent to consider moving to a facility when they are getting up in their years? I think my father has early Alzheimer's, but he refuses to go to a doctor and refuses mine or my sister's help. My mother has passed, so there is no one who could be a source of reason. Okay, how do you get your parent to quiesce? Because your parent's smart. He's not going to want to give up driving. He's not going to want to leave his house. How did you guys do it? 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And a big thanks to Don. No, I don't smoke. And a big thanks to Don, who is working the dials. Remember, you can follow us on Twitter, at Dr. Dahlia. Love to connect with you guys. Thank you guys for listening. You guys are so cool. A lot of new listeners have connected on Twitter, at Dr. Dahlia. And please also find us on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Just because I leave the studio and go to my office, and then I have to deal with the kids, and then I try to run or watch Pawn Stars reruns, doesn't mean I'm not available to answer your questions on Twitter, Facebook. I just joined Christian Truckers Forum. Dana invited me, and so I kind of have an Ask the Doctor for those of you on Christian's Truckers Forum. Then I am, of course, on the other Truckers Forum. So I'm around throughout the day because I get lonely. My cats and dogs and kids, they don't want to talk to me, especially about medical stuff. You think they want to talk about their super esophageal ganglion? No, they don't. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, the subject we're talking about today is, I am so sorry that I'm kind of fighting a cold or a pneumonia or a tertiary syphilis. I'm not sure what's going on today, but I need to go see a doctor. But we're talking about, when are your parents probably not suitable to live on their own? And one of you had asked me about driving. When should seniors stop driving. Now, it's very easy for us middle-aged folk to call people seniors. But remember, we're going to be seniors soon, too. I mean, over 65, they call seniors, okay? Now, you know, we're still kind of young in our 60s. So don't just act like, oh, that's just a topic, you know, for the seniors. It could be us anytime soon. So those are kind of two subjects that interlay. And one of our listeners, was it Michelle? Yeah, basically her father refuses to go to a doctor. He refuses any of her or her sister's help. She thinks that he's starting to get up there in years and needs some help. So what do you do? Now, I come from a home where nobody would listen to my opinion. I was a little girl. You know, what my brothers had to say held a lot more weight than me. I was just a little girl. Even though I went to medical school, they didn't care. I mean, my mom was a tough cookie, but Dad still ruled the roost. And I don't mind that. I don't mind, you know, that. I mean, that, you know, my dad was king. That's fine. But nobody really wanted to hear my opinion. And I remember being so intimidated by my father. I mean, you know, he scared me. He was tough. I mean, it was tough growing up. He had belts and all that. So even as an adult, I couldn't question him on anything, you know? He wasn't mean, or, you know, I mean, it's not like he would hit me as an adult. I really couldn't get the belt as an adult, but you still kind of had that fear. And so I never really put my foot down with my dad like I should have. When I wanted him to, you know, go on some cholesterol medicine, when I wanted his doctor to check his heart, he knew how to change that subject quickly, shut me up, and I didn't pursue it like I wanted to. And then, unfortunately, he died. So now here's my mom. So now my mom's a widow, and I'm like, okay, I'm not going to make the mistake with Dad like I did with you. I'm going to open up my mouth. Now, my mom, still a force to be reckoned with. Now, my mom, you know, but here's the thing. One of the reasons why my mom was so scary to me as a kid is because she had the ultimate weapon, my dad. So all she had to do was direct Dad. Dad was like a Robosaurus. So, I mean, if she said, oh, you know, get the belt or whatever, I was screwed. Because sometimes my dad really wouldn't think of it from himself. But if he wanted everybody to shut up so he could, you know, okay. So now it's my mom's turn. So now my mom's like, nah, I don't want to go to the doctor. Doctors just want to, you know, make money on you, and I don't want to do this, I don't want to do this. And then I had it, and I screamed at her, and I said, oh, hell to the no, there's no way, you know, this relationship is going to pursue, let alone us assisting you, if you're going to sit there and let yourself die like Dad did. You're going to the doctor, you're going to do this, and I put my foot down. Now, of course, after I said that, I ducked behind both elbows, you know, and tried to crouch under a table, and she actually said, okay. Did she say okay? Now I didn't know what to do. I'm like, oh crap, now I gotta drive her to the doctor. I mean, I expected her to say no. And thank God we did. Thank God we did. Won't go into too much history, but it was a blessing that we got a listen when we did. She did end up having cancer, was able to knock it out of the ballpark, and I was pretty happy about that. So my attitudes have changed about how to talk to your parents. Now, mind you, we still need to show them respect. Okay? I mean, you know, honor thy father and mother. If it's in the commandments, we got to do it. But there's a difference between honoring and, you know, berating them and being abusive. No, I mean, and threats. I think you could, if it's for the best interest of the patient, I bet you could threaten them. You know, I mean, doctors do it all the time. I'm not going to be your doctor, you know? And then if they can make good on the threat, or the patient could say, I don't care about your threat, or leave. But when it comes to parents, sometimes you do have to put your foot down, and the roles change. From me being so scared of my parents to now me being able to put my foot down with my mom was an amazing transformation. I grew 2 inches. I couldn't believe it. Now, I do get a little nervous because, I mean, you know, she is a tough cookie. But, you know, she knows to back down, and she knows I'm watching her, and she knows that I could commit her at a moment's notice. And not that I would. Not that I wouldn't. I've never threatened that. But she knows that if I'm worried about her health, or I think she's going to get into a car accident, or I think she's going to make a mistake living on her own, I'm going to be all over it. Now, do I think my parents try to hide things? No, absolutely. My dad tried to hide his medical issues. My mom, so far she, you know, sometimes I hear a little memory lapse, and I mean, I am all over it like a dog to a hot dog, and or steak or whatever. And she's like, no, I know where my keys are. So what are signs where your parents may actually need a little bit of help? Okay. Okay. What are signs where your parents need help at home? Well, first, if they're spoiled food. Okay, and the spoiled food doesn't get thrown away. Okay, that's kind of an easy sign. And don't say, no, they're saving it for the dog. You're not supposed to give the dog spoiled food. This is coming from agingcare.com. They say if your parents start to miss important appointments, if they have unexplained bruising, are they falling or they, you know, if they have trouble getting up from a seated position. Oh, I do. My knees are sore. It is so hard to get. Oh, in a kneeling position, like when I'm in my kids' school sitting down reading a book to the kids, I can't get up. Somebody has to help Stone's grandmother. I'm not a grandmother. I'm his mother. I just can't get up. I got some bad knees. Got some meniscal issues, for crying out loud. If you have difficulty with walking, balance, and mobility. If you have some confusion while performing a once familiar task, like if your mom has always known to bake cookies and now she's having trouble with the beaters, that could be an issue. If they start to be forgetfulness, if they stink, if they start to have an unpleasant body odor, maybe they're not showering, maybe they're not bathing, maybe they're forgetting. So infrequent shower or bathing. Now, some of you write me and say, look, my mom's incontinent, so she always smells of urine. That could be too, but find out how often she's bathing. Okay, and I think that's pretty debilitating when somebody loses their urine. So if you have a relative that's losing their urine, like a lot of men, they'll come into my office, give me a urine sample, and then they come out with a big wet spot near their zipper. And sometimes their zipper is still not opened. Now, you know, I have a real loud voice, but I will wait until I get them into a room and say, you may want to zip it up a little bit. Or what I'll do is I'll blame it on the sink. I like, looks like the sink caught you on that one. And they're like, oh, thanks, doctor, thanks. But as a doctor, if I think somebody's going through some incontinence, that could be pretty debilitating. I mean, you accidentally pee on yourself, you don't really want to go out into the world. You want to just isolate. So if you do think there's an incontinence issue, you want to make sure you jump on that. If there's a strong smell of urine in the house, I know they may have dogs or they may have my cats, especially that stupid cat that likes to pee up everything because he's male and he thinks he owns the house, even though it's an upside down mortgage. I don't know why he thinks he wants to own it. But anyway, if there's no animals in the house, place smells of urine. Let's say they're not shaving. Let's say they're not doing certain personal care. Laundry's piling up. Stacks of unopened mail. Late payment notices, bounced checks, even though they do have money. Poor diet. If they're starting to lose weight, you need to get in and intervene. If, you know, they used to really like to go and play bingo and they're not playing bingo anymore. If they start to have extreme mood swings. If they keep on forgetting to take medications. And then if there's unexplained dents or scratches on a car, this is pretty important because just take a look at the car. Now, I remember my first year of driving, I really had no idea how to navigate between these narrow parking places, and I had a little Chevy Chevette with no air conditioning, so I was probably in a heat stroke at the time, so I kept scraping all over the place. But if you're a parent starts to have those types of things or dings on the car, it probably means that it's probably time for maybe them to consider not to operate their car. Now, when are you too old to drive? This is an issue that is coming up again and again. So we're going to talk about our seniors and driving. Should we cut them some slack or not? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila. Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low-sodium, low-cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the Celiac Sprue Seal of Approval. Now get our March Grab and Go Bucket Special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled squattypotty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we're talking about when are you too old to drive? When are you too old to live on your own? What should you do with a parent who you don't think should be driving, should be living on their own? Do you go and narc on them? You go and call the authorities so they get their driver's license taken away. You know, where's your doctor in all this? All right, well, I mean, your doctor's here. You know, the doctor's there. They're like, hi, how's it going? Doctors don't particularly like this subject, right? Why? Lawsuits. Yeah, remember there was a California doctor that got sued because his 85-year-old patient, Lorraine Sullivan, steered her Toyota Corolla into oncoming traffic, and it caused a crash that killed her longtime boyfriend who was in the passenger seat. So Dr. Arthur Dagnault, who practices near the retirement community of Laguna Woods Village, kind of, from what I understand, caters to the elderly's geriatrician, gets sued. basically, they said he should have initiated a process to take away her driver's license. and whether by not doing so he bears some responsibility for the death. Now, I think the jury might have let him off, the doctor. But why is this important? Why do we have to care about if the doctor got sued? You always have to worry about if the doctor got sued. Because if the doctor got sued, all right, now more doctors are going to say, oh, wait a second here. All right, I'm not going to be responsible for somebody dying. You ain't driving. So after this lawsuit, I think we saw a lot more doctors, maybe a little bit more trigger happy with notifying the DMV. And that's tough for me because I really like my seniors. And I think part of the reason why many of my seniors are doing so well is because they get to be active. Now, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and it's not the type of city you could walk around in. Okay, not like New York where you could walk around or you could hop on a cab or hop on a subway system. You pretty much need to drive everywhere. True, there's a lot of fast food places and grocery stores, you know, in various corners. So technically you could, and we have a great bus system. But for the most part, nobody wants to do that, especially when it gets hot. Nobody wants to stand outside in the heat waiting for the bus. So if you are, let's say, 68 years old, you think you're fine, but your kids are accusing you of starting to get up there in age, which is another thing we probably have to talk about. When are your kids giving you too hard a time? And when are you actually having some issues? Now, we talked about the forgetfulness. We talked about not being clean, not showering, smelling of an odor because you're not putting deodorant on, not being able to do the same task you used to do. That's one thing. But, you know, sometimes your kids start to notice you get a little forgetful, and they immediately freak out and go, oh, my gosh, you have Alzheimer's. I'm not letting you drive. You're now going to live with me and my wife. And you're like, oh, please, for the love of the Lord, I can't live with my daughter-in-law. Oh, no. So, you know, usually we say get the doctor involved. Let the doctor be a mediator. Now, for those of you who think the doctor wouldn't be fair and wouldn't be objective because he's your kid's doctor, well, then fine, get an outside doctor, all right? Maybe get somebody who does geriatrics, somebody that could do your mini mental status exam, or somebody that could have a neurologist take a peek at you to look at your memory. Because, I mean, here's the thing. If you are starting to have some memory loss, I don't want you to hide it because you're afraid the doctor's going to rip away your driver's license or your kids are going to. You know, many things cause memory loss that don't include Alzheimer's or dementia. Medications, low thyroid, depression, diabetes. So there's a variety of things that could cause memory loss. And we all lose some sort of memory. If I had to do medical school over as a 40-year-old, I don't think I would have gotten all the C's and C pluses I got. I bet I'd get a lower grade. No, I got some A's. Okay. See, that just kind of passed by. But anyway, I don't have the memory like I used to, and I had a phenomenal memory. Also, I blame society for that. Why not? I mean, in the olden days, I had to memorize every single phone number. Yeah, I think there was a 99-cent movie place where you could see the second-line movies or the movies that have been out. And I remember their number was, I think, 734-2124. So it was on Mojave, so I could call ahead, know when the movie was. I had people's birthdays memorized, people's phone numbers memorized. Now, I don't know my brother's phone number. I have no idea what my brother's phone number is. Why? Because I have a smartphone. Our smartphones are making us dumb. So you don't use it, you lose it. Okay, so back to the subject. Well, what do you do? Okay, well, many people are going to hide their memory lapses because they know their kids are going to freak out. And they know their doctor is going to want to take away their driver's license. I don't know what I would do if I lost my driver's license. How do you work? How do you function? How do you become independent? I'm kind of an independent woman. I like to do my own thing. I am not going to want to rely on anybody else to drive me. And to go get toilet paper, no way. If I want to jump in my car, I want to jump in my car. It's a freedom that, thank God, we've all, you know, been able to have. And then all of a sudden, we start to have some memory lapses, etc. And remember, you're going to have doctors more trigger happy because if they get sued, if you get into an accident, and this is what's really scary, okay? If you get into an accident, all right, because you're older, they're going to blame that. Now, if a 40-year-old gets into a car accident, does he lose his license? Well, if he did a DUI and it was, you know, just driving into oncoming traffic or something, I probably he'll still get to keep his license. But if you're a quote-unquote senior, you could lose your license because they could blame it on your age. Now, what I had urged many of you to do a while back when this story first broke on a doctor getting sued because his elderly patient got into a car accident was, as you see your doctor for something non-related, checking in with your blood pressure, etc., ask your doctor to write you a note saying, for now, you're fine to drive. Okay, you know, you feel good, your vision is good, you know, you did a physical. If everything passed with flying colors, ask your doctor if he'll write a note saying you're okay to drive so your kids don't have a problem, etc. Now, remember, some doctors may not want to do that because they know any of these notes could be held against them later. I can't stand it when I have somebody who I know has vision issues comes up to me wanting me to sign their waiver for the DMV. And I go, you know, and luckily in my state, there's two places to sign. I have to sign saying the medicines won't impair him, that they don't have a medical condition that would impair him, but the ophthalmologist has to sign what their vision is. And if the vision isn't good enough, the ophthalmologist has to change their glasses. So we do have a little bit of a checks and balances where I live, but the problem lies, I have no idea if you're going to have a heart attack or stroke. No idea whatsoever. So just because you look good, and your cholesterol medicine is working, and your diabetes medicine is working. I mean, my father's diabetes was in damn good control. His blood pressure was in good control. His cholesterol was in good control. He still dropped dead of a heart attack. What if he had done that behind the wheel? So I'm not sure where we're going to go with our doctors. I think it's going to be a lot harder and a lot more difficult for you to get that driver's clearance as these lawsuits keep coming. Because it's very, very easy to go after the doctor. Everybody thinks doctors have money. So your family member or your neighbor or somebody gets into an accident or somebody hits you and they're a senior, the lawyer can immediately jump on age. Are some people too old to drive? Yes. And we talked about that. We talked about those, you know, if you do have vision impairment, really bad cataracts, lapse of memory, you don't know where you're going, a person with dementia or Alzheimer's probably shouldn't drive. But if you're in that in-between stage where it's like, you know, look, I don't have the as fast reflexes, but I can still operate a car. From what I understand, like AAA or AARP offers driver refresher courses. Many cities have driver refresher courses. I don't think it's a bad idea. We have something in Vegas called Driver's Edge where it works with you on steering through wet pavement and rough terrain. And I think driving classes are phenomenal. And then you could prove to your doctor that you could drive if you pass a driving test. It helps with the liability. All right, guys, don't go away. I see you guys on the lines. We'll be right back to take your calls, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words. Disaster. Stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Are you or someone you love struggling with stress, anxiety, or less than perfect health? Hi, this is Pastor Ginny, and as a woman of faith, I spent many years in ministry burdened with anxiety and fear. But in 2010, I met Dr. Carolyn Dean, and I took her recommendation to try RNA drops. Within days of taking RNA drops, my anxiety began to lift. My joy was restored, and the peace of mind that I would have once called a miracle has now become normal to me. Discover what RNA drops can do for you. Order your free sample today at www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. There you can order a free 30-day trial-sized bottle of RNA drops by paying just shipping and handling. That's www.rnafreesample.com. Maybe there's a miracle waiting there for you.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Some of you have been waiting patiently on the phone lines. Let's get right to it. We got Mike calling from New Mexico. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine, Doctor. How are you doing?
Good, good. Not too bad.
Well, this topic is actually very poignant for me right now. I was doing some thinking after I spoke with the call screener, and it relates to my stepfather, who's 73, 74, somewhere in that neighborhood. I can't remember exactly how old he is.
Mm-hmm.
And his driving ability, and the fact that we even had the local police department, sheriff's department, he's been buddies with forever, obviously, cover up, for accidents that he had, before it finally got so bad that it was quite obvious that his driving privileges had to be, removed. And the comment I'd made to the call screener there was that, and not that I want to get the state involved in anything else, but this is a privilege, the right to drive is a privilege given to you by your local DMV. I don't know what age you would pick. I guess you could arbitrarily say 65, being that's the age of full retirement under Social Security right now.
Assuming Social Security will exist, but yeah, for now.
I mean, I'm just trying to pick an age.
Yeah.
That you would have to go back and get your driver's license renewed every year with a driving test involved in it, along with your eye test and your hearing test. And a simple way is that, the person given the test tells you what route to take, and then let's see if you can do it.
Right.
To test your memory and test your skills as far as your driving skills. Can you maintain with the flow of traffic? Are you making safe turns and stops and, all the things that we're supposed to do that none of us actually do, but what we're supposed to do.
Right. Oh, exactly. Oh, I know. Or like if your little clicker isn't working with your light signal, you got to put your hand up or bend. I still need to relearn those. You know what I can't do, Mike? Those damn roundabouts. And the reason why I don't know what to do with those roundabouts is, number one is, why do we have European roundabouts in America? And number two, everyone cheats. And so you're never going to get in the roundabout unless you cheat too.
That's right. And then you've got, and here's the other issue, being a truck driver, various states have different rules. When I was taught, the person in the roundabout has the right of way and you have to yield. In several states, the person in the roundabout has to yield, and the person coming in gets to go in. It's the...
I know.
It's something where...
I think it's very unfair, and I see people cheat all the time. The worst part is I have a roundabout in my neighborhood. Now, I know people have been saying the British are coming for years. I didn't think the British were going to mess up my neighborhood like they did. No, I love the British people. I just hate the roundabouts.
Yeah. Oh, I agree with you. Give me a stop sign or a traffic light. The good thing about being from down in southern Texas, we all know how to operate at a four-way stop sign, and that's the person with the biggest wheels that has the right of way.
Amen to that. Amen. Well, thank you, Mike, for calling in. I appreciate it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I got to tell you, I like Mike's idea, even though I cringe at any continued regulation or states or government getting too involved. I got to tell you why I like Mike's recommendation, and it's because it leaves your doctor out of it. Now it's not that I want to save my own skin when it comes to these lawsuits. You're going to want your doctor left out of it too. Okay, remember we told you guys a few weeks ago that I believe it was New Hampshire where you would be busted for a DUI if you had taken some Benadryl or Claritin or a blood pressure medicine that day that made you quote unquote impaired and you got into an accident, right? Police officer thought you were impaired while driving. And everyone's like, well, then what the hell are we supposed to do? Most medicines can cause fatigue. Absolutely. And so what scares me is if you have your doctor now knowing that his license is on the line and he has to quote unquote clear you for driving. And, people over 65, even though they get into less accidents than the younger folk, their accidents appear to be more deadly. So with that statistic, your doctor may say, you know what, you take Digoxin, you're on Coumadin, you're on a blood pressure medicine that can make you tired. I don't want to risk it. Let me just keep you off driving, and now you're screwed. But taking it out of the doctor's hand and you able to prove that you could drive, doing your driving test, which is hands-on and not just written, then it gets that doctor out of the way so he isn't trying to protect his own butt and not clearing you. Because how the hell does he know? He's not driving with you to Walmart. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got Frank on the line. Hey, Frank, how you doing?
Good, Doc. How are you?
Not too bad.
Good, good. My name is Frank Luttell. I'm the owner of Game Cab Driver Training, and I've been training people how to drive with special needs and seniors for over 25 years in Southern California.
Oh, wow.
And your subject is right up my alley. If you have any questions, you can come to me. But education is the most important thing. I think most people, especially the seniors, need to be educated on what their ailments, what, you know, what their limitations are. And, you know, that's the bottom line. And the DMV needs to be improved as far as working with the seniors.
Right. Right. No, that, you know, and I was just thinking, you know, here's the thing. You bring up a good point, Frank, where we need to realize our you know, a lot of us don't realize we're aging. You know, so we don't realize that our reflexes are down, et cetera. Maybe we need to take reflex classes. See, I don't believe that as you age, you lose it completely. I think you just need to exercise and get it back.
Well, I have seniors that are 95 years old and still driving. I'm still driving. If you're able to drive safe, I'm all for you 100%.
Exactly.
But you need to know what your limitations are. And this hits home really hard for me because I have a mom who's 71 years old, and she's at a point where she shouldn't be driving, and I don't let her drive, but she tries to sneak out of the car, so eventually I'm going to have to give away her car.
Yeah.
But people don't want to give up
their
license.
I'll take it. I need another car.
And a lot of times they're in denial.
Absolutely. But I don't blame them. I mean, let's say I, God forbid, start to lose my memory a little bit, and I don't remember the names of the people on Family Guy, etc., and my kids start to go, okay, Mom, you're old. Because remember, kids always think their parents are old. They think I'm old now. I'm 41. I'm not old. I'm still one hot mama, but they think I'm old. And so, you know, I will hide any memory lapses later from my kids because I don't want them to overreact, which is, again, why we need somebody like you, or somebody who's an outside source to be objective. Because, you know, you get family members involved, they're too subjective. They're too, you know, they're too into it emotionally. All right, Frank, I think we lost you. But thank you for calling. Great points. 1-877-DOCADALI. You know, I probably, though, just to be on the safe side, if I start to notice that I have issues, I'll probably avoid driving near schools. You know, because these kids, they really do run around, and, you know, I know we're supposed to do the 15-mile-an-hour thing, but, you know, I see the way my kids were. They really like to zigzag across the street. So what I'm going to probably do is still just kind of hedge and know my limitations. I'm going to probably avoid night driving. I could see how night driving is a lot more difficult than day driving, especially the perception of how far away somebody is. I'll probably stay nice and tight in the right lane, so if I ever have to pull over, I could pull over. I mean, there are some things you could do. You know, don't try to be a show-off and go into the third lane, you know, on the 405 in California, okay? Just kind of play it safe. I would probably avoid schools, and I would definitely avoid those roundabouts. Gosh, I hate those suckers. Who the hell allowed roundabouts in America? That's what I want to know, huh? All right, guys, don't go away. Or we'll talk soon. Bye.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30
30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.